You know, once upon a time, before the internet, let's go back 20 years, Supreme would do a clothing drop and there would be a line outside of their New York City location. People waiting there, camping out for days, for hours. And there is a certain buzz about that experience, that environment of all these willing, ready, eager buyers waiting for a product. And the hype is a demonstration in front of your eyes, not just a number on a screen. And the best we can do to replicate that and bring that to the virtual world is email marketing. That is the best we can do. It's just simply send an email to the inbox and say, hey, it's going to sell out quickly. There's a lot of hype around this product. I think we can do better. And today we're going to talk about exactly how. You're listening to the Street Cred Podcast, the show laser focused on helping streetwear brands turn their audience into a community. This is part four of a five-part series all about the specific strategy I use to help brand owners turn their audience into a community. And today the topic is about giving your people the product. Giving the people the product. In part one, we spoke about planning your community. It's that you can't create a community around a product. However, you can around a big idea. And then in part two, we spoke about finding your founding members. Right now you have this big idea, you need to find the people that also resonate with that idea and bring them to your page on social media, most likely. Then in part three, in the previous episode of the podcast, we spoke about how to actually take that audience and turn them into a community by giving them the place, the space to be a community, where they're not just consuming the same content as each other, but they're actually connecting. There is interaction between and inside of the audience, which actually makes them the community. So they make friends, they mix with each other. Now we're talking about how to use that space, whether it's a Discord server, a school community, Facebook group, or whatever other platform that you've given your people. And how do you actually do a release strategy in a way that you experience all the benefits that community has to offer? And just to recap on that, a customer in community becomes a fan, right? F is for faithful. They turn down other logical options. A is for advocate. They're word of mouth marketing for your brand. And N is nurtured. They come back and they buy and buy and buy again. They're repeat customers. How do you actually sell a product to people to monetize this community in a way that is more profitable than simply just having a social media page? Because it is more work. That's the truth. So it needs to be more profitable. Well, look, in my mind, it looks like replicating some of that drop day hype that we see traditionally around brands like Supreme and many others, where there's the line on the street, right? And first of all, we need to look at what is the alternative, the online alternative that we've had for the longest time? It's email marketing. What's the problem with email marketing? Well, very simply this, it uses an isolated inbox system, right? And let me explain what I mean by that. Me as a customer or an audience member of a clothing brand sees that they're about to release a new collection. They've been posting about it. They've got the date. They've got two dates actually, right? One's the pre-release date and one's the public release. And you can only get the pre-release date 12 hours before if you're signed up to the email list. So I'm like, okay, this sounds interesting. Right, I'm going to sign up to the email list so I can get early access to this garment. And so they send me an email 72 hours before, 48 hours before, 24 hours before, 3 hours before, 1 hour before, and at the time of the drop. Right? So there's six emails. The issue with this is that I receive the emails, however, I don't see anybody else here. It's just me in my inbox and this company sending me emails, right? It may as well be spam. But even if it's not, what I certainly don't get is any illusion or any vision of hype. They might say in the emails that there's limited quantity or that they go fast. And they could even tell me that last time the garments were sold out in less than 10 minutes, right? They show me a number. But even still, it's not as powerful as me walking through a shopping center and seeing a line outside the door and going down through the mall on a shop or a product that I don't even know what it is. And yet my head will still turn and there'll still be a curiosity that rises up inside of me, so much so that I'll wait in line not even knowing what I'm waiting for. Just because people are waiting there, oh, it must be good. you lose that entire illusion with email marketing. Is it to say email marketing is bad? No. If you don't have it, you probably won't do as well as you would with. However, it's not like when it was first introduced, whoever had the good idea of doing email marketing and a pre-release strategy, where it was just some magical tool that would skyrocket your streetwear brand. It's not the case anymore. So now let me explain to you the alternative with this community model and how you can utilize it with a release strategy. And it works like this. Instead of using the pre-release strategy to an email opt-in, what you do is you say, join the community, right? We're going to have a pre-release of this garment and we're going to have a public release. If you want to be a part of the pre-release, a special VIP member, right? Not just an audience viewer, but a member of our community, then you join this space, right? You join the Discord server, you join the Facebook group, you join the school community, you join the WhatsApp group, like whatever it is, it doesn't matter, right? And then what you do is inside wherever your community space is, like a literal community space where we all have this shared feed and we can interact with each other, right? Inside of this community space, you announce the pre-release of the garment. You say 72 hours, right? 72 hours. Now imagine other people commenting, other people making posts. I'm so excited for the new release. I'm waiting already. I'm camping out. I'm waiting in line, right? Virtually speaking. Right, you. There's opportunity here to add voice chats, where you can have a voice chat called the waiting room, or you could call it the line or the lineup, right? And you could literally have people waiting in this voice chat. Maybe you could say, hey, before you know, if you really want the pre-release, we're gonna announce the website password in this waiting room, in this voice chat, and you have to be in here at this time, right? And so people are there talking. But the powerful part of this is that you get a lot of the elements you did at the line outside of Supreme Store 20 years ago, because now the community members are interacting with each other, right? You say 24 hours, 3 hours to go, 1 hour to go. Everyone is hyped and it's a demonstration of hype in front of your eyes. And you release the garments finally to the pre-release to everyone in the community. Website's live now. Bang, there's the link. Everyone rushes in. People are saying, I got one. Oh, I missed out. I got one. I'm so excited. Here's what I bought. I bought 5. Here's the thing. It has the same effect as that line in the shopping center. I don't even have to know what it is. I don't even have to care about the product for me to turn my head, for me to want to line up, for me to be at least a bit curious. Here's what it does. It deals with fence sitters. Right, someone who's in your email list who might not be so inclined to buy even in pre-release, now it's different, right? Because in their inbox, they receive an email that goes, we're releasing 24 hours, you know, 1 hour. The website's live. They're like, I don't really care. Versus if they're in the community and their friends are there and the friends are posting and the friends are asking, like, it's not just you advocating, it's their friends are advocating for the brand and they see that, and just imagine being the customer and someone you've connected with in the community goes, man, aren't you just so excited for their release? What are you going to buy? And that's accommodated by the community space. You go, oh, I guess I am excited. I guess I will buy something. So what's the real power of this community? I'll tell you what, it's increased conversion rate, and it's not just a little bit. This has the potential to be crazy off the charts conversion rate increase, right? We're talking about double, triple, whatever you're doing right now, because you're making baby steps. Hey, have this free thing, right? It's a community. There's value in this for you if you believe and resonate with the idea and message behind the brand. Join. And now you're in. And now how much easier is it to make a decision to buy a product if you're in the space, in a focus space, not just on Instagram or not in an inbox, in an email inbox where you're still competing with everyone else's email marketing. However, it's your community space and you dictate what's in there and it's just your messages. And heck, even combine this with email marketing, right? You get their email in the opt-in to the community and you click those emails and you say, yeah, link to the website or the password to the website for pre-release is launching on the community in 24 hours. Bang. There you go. You've got people engaging. And it's the hype in front of your eye. It's the demonstration that you don't have to even say, you know, we sold out in 10 minutes last time. No, you don't have to say that because it's in front of your eyes as the customer. There is no doubt in the mind. And that is the best kind of evidence is the show, don't tell. Right? So really do show them, and this is the opportunity to do it. So it works because high conversion rates, and you get the best of both worlds, right? So look, my actionable step, if you want to implement this yourself, if you've already created the space, plan your next pre-release strategy, start writing up some posts, think of some ideas, ways that you can announce it to the community, and post it all over your social media. The fact that, hey, if you want to be in the pre-release, join the community. This is part of your sales funnel now. Okay, well, I hope this was helpful, and I hope you can see the business case for starting a community of your own and turning your audience into a community. This is part 4 of 5 of this greater series. Tomorrow, we're releasing the final part of this series, but look, I'll tell you this. This is a shallow look into the concept of how to turn your audience into a community as a clothing brand. I'm creating an in-depth video series that's releasing on YouTube on September 2. 2024, that's about exactly this. I think, look, my estimate runtime for in total for the entire series is going to be between 60 and 90 minutes at the moment, and it's going to have examples. It's going to be a high production video version of exactly what you're listening to now, so stay tuned for that. If you found this episode valuable, you can trust that I put out a lot more valuable stuff. One of the ways that I do that is through a community of my own, of brand owners that are trying to turn their side hustle into a career. And so if you resonate with that mission and you want to do the same with your brand, that I encourage you, please use the link in the description to join for free. There's a lot of value in there. And look, there's no catch to it. I've even got a streetwear marketing course. I'm really excited to see you on the other side of that community. I'll be there to welcome you to the inside. And look, thanks very much for listening. I'm Elijah Delport, and I'll see you tomorrow for another episode.